Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on saying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the name of Allah ta'ala before meals and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after meals. As we bring this chapter, we can see how important it is for a person to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when entering his house, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when eating. Yesterday we did the hadith wherein a person, when he enters his home, and he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan tell all his companions, all the other shayateen, that there is no place for you here. And when he takes the name of Allah ta'ala at the time of eating, then he tells the other shayateen, there is no food for you also in this house. But when this person enters and doesn't take the name of Allah ta'ala, then the shaitan tells his other friends, all the other shayateen, that there is a place for you to spend the night. And when the person doesn't take the name of Allah ta'ala when eating, and he tells his satis also, now you've got meals also provided. In other words, you've got your accommodation sorted out, and you've got your meals also sorted out in this house, because the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't been taken place. In this hadith also today we'll see that when the name of Allah ta'ala is not taken place, then how shaitan tries to get a share also of that meal. And Hudhayfah radiyallahu ta'ala an, قَالَ كُنَّا إِذَا حَضَرْنَا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ طَعَامًا لَمْ نَضَعْ أَيْدِيَنَا حَتَّى يَبْدَأْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَيَضَعَ يَدَهُ وَإِنَّا حَضَرْنَا مَعَهُ مَرَّةً طَعَامًا فَجَاءَتْ جَارِيَةٌ كَأَنَّهَا تُدْفَعُ فَذَهَبَتْ لِتَضَعْ يَدَهَا فِي الطَّعَامِ فَأَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِهَا ثُمَّ جَاءَ عَرَابِيٌّ كَأَنَّمَا يُدْفَعُ فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ يستحل الطعام ألا يذكر اسم الله تعالى عليه وإنه جاء بهذه الجارية ليستحل بها فأخذت بيدها فجاء بهذا الأعرابي ليستحل به فأخذت بيده والذي نفسي بيده إن يده في يدي مع يديهما ثم ذكر اسم الله تعالى وأكل رواه مسلم. هذا حذيفة رضي الله عنه narrates that when we ate with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not place our hands to eat until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hands first. This is respect out of eating with a senior person, eating with a big person, then the people around shouldn't start eating before the big person starts eating. So also it teaches us that when we are serving and we have got a big person, an elder would ask that's present in that gathering, then we should start serving with the senior person first, the elder person, then the others should eat. So here he's explaining that we wouldn't even put our hand down to eat until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand down out of respect. That once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts eating, then only we would start eating. So this is the first part of the hadith we're learning, etiquette and adab, that we would not place our hands to eat until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his hands. Once, now he's explaining, on one occasion, we ate with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a girl, a young girl, who seemed to be driven forward, as though she was being driven forward. Somebody had driven her forward, as though she'd been ushered forward. This girl, young girl, had come. She began to place her hand in the food. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught her hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam caught this girl's hand before she could place it in the food. Then a Bedouin who also seemed to have been ushered forward joined us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught his hand also. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam then said, now the Sahaba saw this, a very strange scene, that as though one girl has been ushered forward, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she wants to put her hand in the foot, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught her hand. A Bedouin came and he wanted to do the same thing, as though he's been ushered forward and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught his hand. Allah ta'ala made these scenes unravel at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so it could that lesson could be impressed upon us, the importance of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of eating. That this scene was now being presented while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. That this scene, although it sounds like a strange scene, this scene unfolded so that we could learn a lesson. Many, many, many years later also we could be benefiting from this incident. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed the hand also of this Bedouin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned this, that shaitan tries to make lawful for himself by not having the name of Allah ta'ala taken over it. So shaitan also wanted to get some share of this food that we are having. But the only way shaitan could have a share in the food is if someone didn't take the name of Allah Ta'ala whilst eating. So now shaitan could also get a share. Otherwise there is no share for shaitan in the food. So therefore this girl was ushered forward, so that if she didn't take the name of Allah Ta'ala and she ate, or this Bedouin also didn't take the name of Allah Ta'ala, ushered forward, and didn't take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so then shaitan would have had a share in our food. So this is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, is that shaitan tried to make food lawful for himself. He tries to make food lawful for himself by not having the name of Allah Ta'ala taken over it. He brought this girl to make it lawful for himself. He wanted a share of the food, so he ushered, he brought this girl forward. So I grabbed her hand, I clasped her hand. He then brought the Bedouin forward to make it lawful for himself. So I clasped his hand as well. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by that being in whose control is my life, taking an oath, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِي, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned these words, that وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, that by that being in whose control is my life, his hand together with their two hands is in my hand. His hand, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is talking about the hand of shaitan. Together with their two hands, the hand of the young girl and the hand of the Bedouin, together with their two hands is in my hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he began eating, teaching us a very serious lesson, is that when we have meals being served and people are not taking the name of Allah ta'ala, then shaitan also becomes part of that jamaat that is eating. Therefore it is good, it's important to encourage the senior person, the father in the house, the senior in the house, just encourage, say Bismillah loudly. It will be a means of encouragement for others. And say, don't forget, as I explained the other day, Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib, Tamud Barakatuhum, in a gathering of ulama, many ulama, he reminded. He said, nowadays we even need to remind, even in the gathering of ulama, that don't forget to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before eating. So when we're sitting with our families, we're sitting with our friends, and now people are talking and the food is being served, how often the name of Allah ta'ala is forgotten? You just start talking and eating as though there's no effect on the food by not taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. So if one person reminds, it will become a means of saving so many people from eating with shaitan. And we have explained that when talking about eating with shaitan and shaitan sleeping in that house, staying in that house, etc., means that he uses these opportunities to create mischief, to create discord, to create fights, to create problems. This is what is the job of shaitan. So here he finds an avenue to do that. By us taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are closing that avenue to those unnecessary problems, fights, disputes, etc. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.